KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A friend of mine who works for a large financial institution told me the other day that he and his team are trying to moderate the kinds of things they say off the cuff, in casual meetings or at lunch. The usual give-and-take banter they'd engage in as conference calls got going or over a turkey wrap had become, thanks to a few bad financial years and some major corporate restructuring, kind of negative, pessimistic, sharply critical of others, maybe even a little snippy and gossipy and personal. I'm not sure how they notice that, because I'm not sure that I would notice that. All of those things, pessimistic, gossipy, critical, snippy, they're pretty much the definition of being a comedy writer in a room with other comedy writers, in a business like the entertainment industry, in a city like Los Angeles. At any given moment, in any office in Hollywood, and I don't just mean comedy writers, I mean everyone, half of any workday is spent hashing and rehashing other people's failures. Or, slightly more frequently, trying to twist someone else's moderate success or simple non-failure, like a movie that just broke even, say, or a show that does okay in the ratings, or a project that got far but didn't quite get produced, into an abject and humiliating defeat. Now, I assumed, until I talked to my friend in finance, that this kind of thing was specific to the entertainment industry, but apparently it's widespread. And his team, at least, thought it was hurting productivity. So they decided to try something. Before making a comment or a digging observation, they agreed to ask themselves three questions. Is what I'm about to say true? Is it kind? And is it necessary? So far, my friend reports, the results have been interesting. These days, when they gather for lunch, they mostly eat together in complete silence. Conference calls last a few minutes at the most. No one says anything to anyone at any time. There is no banter because no one, it seems, can think of anything to say that is true, kind, and necessary. See, the true and kind criteria, he told me, aren't really the problem. It's easy to think of something both true and kind, or at least true and neutral, to say about a colleague or a new business strategy from company HQ. What's harder, what in fact is almost impossible, is to say something that is necessary. Because, he told me, in the world of finance, not much really needs to be said. Much of it's already there, on paper, or in the PowerPoint deck, or so obvious to everyone that it doesn't need to be said out loud. It's different in your business, I guess, he said to me. I could say that he was wrong, but that would be unnecessary. I mean, of course he was wrong. I absolutely need to give this note about Act Two needing a little more jeopardy. I can hear a young executive think to him or herself during what should be a very short notes call. It's imperative that I tell everyone in this room why I think the recent X-Men movie didn't match expectations at the box office, someone unconnected to that picture says loudly at the coffee shop. Here is why I feel it's necessary to say this or that actor did not get an Oscar is a frequent lunch conversation between people who really have zero idea why that happened or why it didn't. We tell each other all sorts of unnecessary things all day, every day, in pretty much every business. If we try hard, we can be more truthful, of course, and more kind, but there's no way we can limit ourselves to the necessary. In other words, we can be nice, but we cannot shut up. And that's it for this week. Next week, we remain alive. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.